Hi, my name is Irene Fujimoto. I'm 70 years old, and today is August 25th, 2020, and I'm speaking with James Martin, who is my husband. We are recording this interview in San Leandro, California.
Am I supposed to be in the...
No.
Okay.
Jim, can you tell me about one of your happiest memories?
Well, I used to, a long time ago, go to sing-alongs, and it was great getting together with a lot of people, and we'd sing songs, and people would play music. Nowadays, my voice is not as good, and I'm in a different situation, so I don't go to the sing-alongs anymore. But that was a great memory when I had that sing-along time.
Okay. So how has your life been different than what you'd imagined?
Well, let's see. When I was very young, I was very shy. And so I was just getting through life day to day and didn't have grand plans. But later, when I had more thoughts about doing stuff, I'm amazed that I have such a beautiful wife and a nice house and a pretty good life right now. So that was different.
So what do you call pretty good life?
Well, I'm fairly healthy. Can do things I want to do, except for the pandemic. And one day we'll be able to travel.
And how would you like to be remembered?
I'd like to be remembered as a helpful person, honest, and somebody that likes to do a lot of gardening.
Okay. So speaking of the pandemic, I have a couple questions about that. What has been the most challenging part of this experience?
Challenging, I'd say not being able to travel easily. Haven't had too much trouble going to the store and buying things that we need. But not being able to travel is difficult because I always like to go to Tahoe or go drive somewhere or go on trips. And we haven't been able to do that very much at all.
Yeah, we had to cancel our road trip.
Yeah, we had to cancel our road trip, and it would have been nice to go see the kids at Tahoe.
Yeah. What's the biggest way your life has changed because of the pandemic?
Well, the biggest way is that you can't travel very easily, wearing masks a lot, and that's about it.
If the quarantine ended tomorrow, what's the first thing you'd do?
I think we'd plan a road trip and maybe go to Colorado and see the grandkids. And that would be one thing I'd like to do.
Okay. So speaking of grandkids, there's some questions about being a grandparent.
Okay.
And actually, these are probably questions from the viewpoint of a grandchild.
But I'm not a grandchild.
No, from the viewpoint of our grandchildren.
Okay. So those would be questions that you would ask a grandchild?
No, a grandchild would ask you.
Oh. Okay, well, you're not a grandchild.
No, but I have some questions here. Okay. So what were your parents like?
My parents were grew up in the Midwest. They're very frugal. They never wanted to waste food. My father was always repairing things instead of buying new ones.
Do you think that's because of the Great Depression that they grew up in?
It was probably because of the Great Depression and that they had to struggle and to maintain a life. My father had a briefcase that he would glue back together, and his coworkers would call him like Scrooge or something like that, because he was had this beat up suitcase that he glued together.
And he was an attorney.
He was an attorney, so he had money, but he invested his money. He figured out that the inflation rate was lower than the inflation price of property, so he bought property in California, which kept going up and up in value, and so he did pretty well in most things. There was a few bad investments he made, but most of the time he did pretty well.
So how did your parents' frugality affect you?
It made me more frugal. And they also were not into fashion. And so I ended up not being very fashionable and frugal. I was am frugal. I'm not as frugal or as unfashionable as I used to be.
Okay.
That's because of the benefit of my, the influence of my beautiful wife.
Who were your favorite relatives?
My uncle Charlie was my favorite one. He was very friendly and personable. And I had a good time with my cousins because we hung around and went hiking and stuff like that. My cousin Rocking Gary.
They were Charlie's sons.
Charlie's sons, yeah. And his daughter was older than I was, so we didn't hang around her too much. We didn't have a whole lot of close relatives. We did have an aunt, Mabel, who would hardly ever see her for a long time, but she would send money for Christmas.
Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Berkeley, California. So, and then eventually spent time in Davis and in Jamaica, the West Indies. So, but in younger years, I was in Berkeley, California. It was great place. A lot of walking paths, and you could go bicycling and go up to the hill and go to hiking in Tilden Park, go fishing down by the bay, and has a lot of beautiful sights.
What did you do in Jamaica?
Jamaica, I was in the Peace Corps. Taught school they had classes in agriculture. I taught classes in agriculture and went to the Jamaica School of Agriculture for a few classes. And then after that, I did some agricultural research in Jamaica. That was an experience.
Did you enjoy it? Or
It was a challenge, but I did enjoy it in general. And I saw a lot of interesting sights, met some interesting people.
So you like gardening and working with plants.
Yes.
What would be your dream garden? What would it be like?
My dream garden would be one that I could have different sections, big enough to have different sections, some with edible items and some with flowers and so big enough to have enough sun and water to grow all kinds of stuff.
Do you have a favorite type of plant?
Well, I am right now. I'm focused on some herbal plants, and that herbal and medicinal plants that seem to be doing pretty well.
Okay, why do you like that so much?
I like there's so many different varieties of it, and it's different smells. And different properties, medicinal properties.
All right. Do you have any regrets?
it would have been nice to not have been so shy when I was younger, and so that I would be able to meet and get to know more people when I was younger.
Were you a loner when you were young?
I was somewhat of a loner because I was so shy.
For future generations of your family listening to this years from now, is there any wisdom you'd want to pass on to them? What would you want them to know?
Well, let's see. My Uncle Charlie said that if you're in a hurry, unless it's life or death, you get a bad deal. So, like, if you're in a hurry to buy something, then you should research it before you decide. But if it's life or death, then don't waste your time.
Okay. Let me stop this.